Welcome to the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon. Glad you're all here with us to hear the news. There's a ton to cover, of course. Yesterday was the State of the Union. We'll show you some choice clips from that, but we're not going to spend too much time on it, sorry, because you've probably seen it all by now. But there are a few clips that we'll indulge in. We'll be joined by Andrew Barca later in the show. We'll be reacting to the State of the Union, the state of current domestic politics, the standing of Donald Trump and the Republican Party heading into the midterms, as well as immigration, the damage it's doing, and what we can do back. There's also a lot of hearings going on right now on Capitol Hill. We'll show you some pretty powerful clips from all of that stuff. But let's begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Wednesday, the 25th of February, 2026. Bill Gates admits he had two affairs with Russian women, apologizes for Epstein links. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates has admitted he had two affairs with Russian women while married to his now ex-wife Melinda French Gates and issued a groveling apology for his links with convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Gates, 70, told staffers at his foundation on Tuesday that he flew on a private plane with a disgraced financier and spent time with him in the U.S. and abroad, but didn't participate in any crimes, according to the Wall Street Journal. "I did nothing illicit. I saw nothing illicit," Gates said in a town hall meeting. "To be clear, I never spent any time with the victims, the women around him. Except for those two Russian women that he's now admitted to." So we'll show you the video in just a minute of Bill Gates rejecting this, denying this outright like 2 weeks ago. Just because it's fun sometimes to just watch a liar lie. We'll just sit there and we'll know that he's lying and we'll watch him lie and we'll see what method he takes to cover up his lies. It's good. We'll go revisit it. It's not often you get that quick of a turnaround. It was literally like last week he was denying it. Now he's admitting it. Wonder what else he'll admit. Meanwhile, hackers used Anthropic's Claude to steal sensitive Mexican data. A hacker exploited Anthropic's PBC's artificial intelligence chatbot to carry out a series of attacks against Mexican government agencies, resulting in the theft of a huge trove of sensitive tax and voter information, according to cybersecurity researchers. The unknown Claude or user wrote Spanish language prompts for the chatbot to act as an elite hacker, finding vulnerabilities in government networks, writing computer scripts to exploit them, and determining ways to automate data theft, Israeli cybersecurity startup Gambit Security said in research published Wednesday. So again, we'll get back into this, but apparently he basically asked Claude to hack the Mexican government. Claude said no. So he said, no, it's fine. This is white hat hacking. We're just searching for vulnerabilities. Still, it said no. And so he just asked again and again and again until eventually just said yes and did it. They're just totally crazy. But the power of this AI, specifically Claude in computer programming, is pretty unimaginable. Meanwhile, ex-Clinton Treasury Secretary Larry Summers has resigned from Harvard over his Epstein ties. American economist Lawrence Larry Summers announced his resignation from Harvard University on Wednesday after recently released Epstein files showed he was close friends with a notorious pedophile sex trafficker even after it was known his pal was engaging in illegal operations and involved in raping underage girls. Summers, who was once the president of Harvard, will be stepping down from his teaching position at the end of the current school year, but the university is allowing him to keep his president emeritus title. So, isn't that nice of him? So in case you're wondering like how we got to the situation we're in, you might want to note that our highest and most celebrated institutions of learning are in fact helmed by pedophiles and their associates. So, wonder how he got the job. Trump declares Dems can't win without cheating, says these people are crazy for refusing to ban trans surgeries in kids. I'll show you some of these clips on the other side. And it was a little bit like blunt what he did, but I think it worked. I think it had the intended effect, and I think he really did a great thing, weaponizing the Democrats' own petulance against them. They refused to stand for anything, and so he sits there going, hey, stay seated if you're a complete loon. If you're totally insane and don't know what the hell's going on, stay seated, and they all stay seated. It was really brilliantly done. I'll show you the clips on the other side. Stay with us, folks. It's War Room at Wars.com.
The entire world is racing into the fourth turning and the greatest quickening our species has seen in 10,000 years of recorded history. You know you're in a war, right? And it's a declared war. The globalists have declared war on Team Humanity. They've declared war on the God that made us. It is not incredible. It is not heroic. It is not amazing to fight this. It is survival. This is the priority. This is the real world. This is game time. This is the crossroads of human destiny right now. Right now. And I see a bunch of other people not realizing how desperate the situation is. We need maximum urgency. We're up against the most evil people the world's ever seen. Don't you understand that? I don't want anybody to go out and be physically violent. I want you to kill with truth. Kill with your will. Kill, kill, kill their lies.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Yesterday was, of course, the big bad State of the Union, the first State of the Union since Donald Trump got back into office. He gave a speech last year, but that was not technically a State of the Union. That was technically a address to the joint houses of Congress, I'll have you know. So this was the first full State of the Union, and to be honest, it was kind of Trump at his best. It was really good. I liked it. I watched the whole damn thing. I mean, it was very long. It was a little bit interesting the way that he brought people in like it was a game show. That was a little bit Trump's showmanship shining through. He didn't talk nearly as much about Iran as a lot of people expected, including myself. But then again, it was typical of a State of the Union speech, except in the way that he went after the Democrats. And he went after the Democrats in a way that people haven't done before. And of course, there was a time when I was young where the idea, the concept of lawmakers interrupting the State of the Union was sort of unheard of, at least as far as I knew. And the first time I can remember was the You Lie incident under Obama. It was a Republican telling Obama, you lie, and it was a big deal. And it was a break in decorum, and it was unprecedented. And we've come a long way since then. And since then, we've come a long way to where now the Democrats really can't help themselves. And the concept of decorum is obviously white supremacy, so they are expressing their diverse views on that front by being super loud and obnoxious and annoying the entire time and degrading the entire affair. And it's just one of these things that keeps happening over and over with Donald Trump in particular, where because they attack Donald Trump so viciously and because he doesn't put up with it and fights back, they claim that's, you know, Donald Trump is responsible for all break in decorum, even though Donald Trump, you know, aside from just using like kind of harsh language sometimes or just like insulting people, you know, he's a very respectful dude when it comes to the ceremonies, the pomp and circumstance. And these things matter. They really do. I mean, there's a reason that human society has always centered around ritual. And it connects to something deep in our, probably not our reptilian brain, but something even deeper still, or maybe something even higher still. The ceremony, the tradition is like super important. And it's important that you do it even without a reason. Yeah, like this is the important thing about ceremony or ritual, is like maybe there's not a reason, but there might be a reason. And the fact is, you just do it because that's the way it's done. And there's something about illogical adherence to ritual that really centers humankind in really profound ways. And it's also an opportunity for the left to be obnoxious and get attention for themselves. So, you know, who cares about tradition and decorum and proper function of our government when you can scream obscenities at the president and get kicked out? Remember last time Al Green had to be physically removed from the hall over Donald Trump. So apparently this time the Democrats were told, look, if you're going to interrupt, just don't come. Just if you're going to go to the State of the Union, just be quiet and sit there silently as an expression of your discontent. He held a sign that said black people aren't apes. What the hell? I don't remember that. I remember him yelling things. Is that a real sign? Is that a real sign? Is that, is that from this year? I missed this. I didn't see this. I admit I missed the beginning of the speech. I came in like right as Trump was starting. Did he get kicked out again? Okay, I saw that video. I assumed it was from last time. So this dude just keeps getting kicked out of the addresses? That's hilarious. They should stop letting him in. He chimped out, they say. Yeah, y'all need to hook up the control room microphones. The audience needs to hear the input here. Black people aren't apes. Okay, so what I'm hearing from the control room is that Representative Al Green apparently got kicked out again. All right, I must have missed that part. I admit my kids were not going to sleep easily, so I kept having to get up to leave, and I must have missed that part. So I saw videos for that today, and I was like, oh yeah, he did get kicked out last time. I didn't realize he got kicked out a second time. My God. Just start with him kicked out. How about all the Democrats have to start outside and only with good behavior can they prove that they're worthy of coming into the chambers? Of course, that's what elections are supposed to be about. We'll get to that. And the ability for Democrats to act this way because they're never going to get held to account. Their constituency thinks this is cool, thinks that these shrieking hyenas are somehow helping their cause. They're absolutely not. So that's funny. I'm late to the ball game here. That sign, black people aren't apes. It's like, who does he think he's talking to? What is that? Okay, I imagine that's because Donald Trump retweeted that meme. Like, they really have nothing. That was like 2 weeks ago. Donald Trump retweeted a meme that had the Lion King theme, and it had hippos and lions and monkeys, and the Obamas happen to be chimpanzees in that. And so here we are 2 weeks later, Al Green still desperate to cling on to this vague and tangential example of Trump kind of potentially being kind of racist, even though he's not the one that retweeted it, and there's actually nothing racist about it. But they need something, but they need something to cling on to. That's so funny. I mean, it really is endless, the misapprehension the left has about the right. I shouldn't say misapprehension. The lies they tell about the right to justify their own ridiculous perspective and behavior and worldview. In fact, it's somewhere in this stack, but I wasn't planning to get to it quite so soon. But there was a fantastic meme from Will Sexton on X, at better known as at Virilium. Because this, if we go to my computer screen, this is sort of the leftist delusion in a nutshell. And it's got the left wing on one side and the right wing on the other. And they have the left wing saying, we're going to make sure everyone's needs are met. And to be fair, that is what they say. They do say that. Now, are they ever able to make anything better? Not yet. Not yet. We're still waiting. One day, I'm sure, eventually, they'll find some sort of leftist cause that benefits somebody somewhere other than, you know, scam artists taking advantage of them or just themselves hijacking the money. So, okay, the left wing, yes, they do claim that they're going to meet everybody's needs. However, what they do is immediately steal all of the money, provide nothing, and then call you racist. Now, but on the right wing example there, we can leave it up. I am not done with the meme yet. It says, we're going to exterminate entire social groups because we believe they're impure. So, have you ever heard anybody in America say anything like that in the last 100 years? Even before 100 years, people weren't saying this anywhere. There were lots of times in history we like absolutely had the ability to exterminate entire races of people. We really went out of our way to do everything except for that. This is the thanks we get, right? But like, do you understand truly the level of delusion that the left is living in? I can say that the left a lot of them do have good motive. They just believe lies. They just believe fanciful rainbow and unicorn promises about things, and they just get screwed over immediately over and over again, and they never seem to notice, and they keep voting for the same people, even when they themselves recognize that the outcome is always the same and it's always bad. You know, just so last week, Zoran Mamdani put a big presentation where he was saying that they have to basically take money out of the retirement funds, and there's this big, you know, multi-billion dollar gap in the budget, and they're going to have to make some cuts to find the money for that. So, you know, some of the more outrageous promises are going to have to be cut down and whatever, whatever. And then they, yeah, this is the actual one. That's the real one. So Mamdani announces this giant shortfall in the budget, and this week he and AOC are announcing in the Spanish language daycare for illegal immigrants. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you about the left. I think, you know, some of them just want free stuff. Some of them genuinely think that the government is the solution to the problem. Why they can't recognize that every time they vote for somebody making those promises, they just immediately get slapped in the face and made absolute fools. It's really bizarre that this keeps happening. Oh, sorry, we're going to have to, you know, lower your retirement fund and cut out your kid's school. But guess what? We're announcing a gigantic new program to give daycare to people that are from overseas. It's like, you keep voting for this, so I don't know what to tell you. This is just what always happens. But like this really was on display in the State of the Union last night, and that sign with Representative Al Green is probably the best one, where it's just like nobody on the right wing even gets anywhere close to saying we want to exterminate entire groups of people, that groups of people are impure. Like, they just have to project things with no basis. They don't even have anything to take out of context. They don't have anything to twist. It's just from thin air. You know, black people aren't apes. Okay, thank you, sir. Do you have anything else you'd like to tell us? Any other groups of people that aren't apes you'd like to inform us about? Would you like to tell us that the sky is blue? Or like, that's how it feels. It feels like someone's coming up to me and just being like, dogs have four legs. Like, yeah, I know, dude. Why are you yelling at me? Like, nobody ever said otherwise. Why are you yelling at us? Because you're dumb. I'm sorry. It's just, all right, I'm going to try to get through this whole show with not calling them retarded. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. It's going to make my brain explode, but I'm going to really do it. He switches congressional districts in a bid for re-election. Yeah, his is one of the districts that got done away with here in Texas. Okay, but there you go. That is the leftist worldview, is that they are standing up against people who want to ethnically cleanse everybody that's not like themselves because they hold on to some sort of idea of racial purity that comes straight out of, like, not even Nazi, like proto-Nazi style. Like, I don't even know where they're getting this crap. But they're convinced that this thing that's been out of favor and out of context and out of the zeitgeist for 150 years is somehow still the guiding light. Completely insane. Utterly and completely insane. And again, part of it, I was just thinking about this before the show, because it's like they'll make these claims where they go, you know, the SAVE Act is going to stop people from voting. It's going to knock all these people off the voter rolls. And it's like, first of all, good. Yes, that is how it should work. But second of all, see, we're not like the left. I will just straight up tell you I think too many people are allowed to vote. I'll just let you know. We don't have to try to do, like, workarounds to be like, oh, we'll say it's about voter ID, but really we're going to stop these people from voting. No, I'll just let you know right now. I don't think you should be allowed to vote if you depend on the government. I think you have to be a productive member of society. I think you should prove that you at least have the ability to manage your own life before you have the ability to manage the nation as a whole. I'm just going to tell it, like, we're not liars. We're not deceivers. We're not, you know, underhanded like you people who will constantly do things that have nothing but ulterior motives and then, like, call us racist for pointing that out or whatever. Meanwhile, they just have to make up complete lies about us to justify any of their beliefs ever. Because, like, if they're not standing up against Nazis, then why would anybody listen to them? If they're not, you know, predicating their argument on genocide that's just around the corner, like, why would anybody care what they ever have to say? They do nothing but fail about everything always. Now, the real thing, the real division, like, in reality, and, like, this is really not even much of an exaggeration, is this one. On the left is kill Whitey, rape his women, take his due, burn his monuments. And on the right wing is, I just want a family and a safe place for them. And then the midwit going, the left and the right are the same. That was one thing that came across with abundant clarity during the State of the Union. The left and the right are miles apart in this country. And even though it was like kind of a cheesy setup from Trump where he's like, hey, stand up if you support Americans over illegal immigrants, that really gets to the heart of the issue. It really was like the perfect test. And it was really a brilliant way. I don't know how we've never seen anybody do that. I mean, we've never had a president like Trump, but the idea that, you know, the Democrats are going to sit, you know, they're not going to cheer. And so that's always used a little bit where you bring in people, you bring in like a little girl with cancer and you're like, look at these people. They won't even cheer for a little girl with cancer. Like, they always use that to some degree. But for Trump to sit there and say, stand up if you agree with this following statement. Let's go to the clip here. Clip 17. Here's Trump just setting a trap for the Democrats, really of their own making. Let's watch.
So tonight I'm inviting every legislator to join with my administration in reaffirming a fundamental principle. If you agree with this statement, then stand up and show your support. The first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens.
So, I mean, again, it's like kind of blunt. It's not the most subtle thing. Well, let's keep it up because I think he calls him crazy. And it's very fun. This is the best part of the speech, in my opinion. Like, this really is the divide. This really is the dividing line between Democrats and Republicans. You know, they may be going, oh, we're not going to play into his little game. But, like, no, this is how they feel. This is absolutely how they feel. They genuinely do not think that the American people are their constituency, because they're not. Because they won't get elected without illegal immigrants. Their congressional districts wouldn't even exist without counting illegal immigrants in censuses, right? The district wouldn't exist without counting illegals in the census. They wouldn't get elected without the illegal immigrant vote or illegal immigrant money or the support of the illegal immigrant NGOs that funnel money back into their campaigns. It's like, that is the dividing line. He really did a brilliant job of laying out the truth about what the Democrats feel about the American people, that you are no more important than anybody else in the world. Which is crazy because they take an oath to the contrary. But, like, I don't know. I try to watch these things through the eyes of a leftist, through the eyes of a liberal or a normie or whatever. And, like, yeah, you know, I'd go, oh, Trump's just, he just knew they wouldn't stand, so he said that to, you know, whatever. I get how you could downplay it, but at the end of the day, isn't that telling? I mean, isn't that true? Like, it wasn't really a trick, was it? You could go to each one of these people individually and ask them, and they would give you the same answer. They would be offended if you would say, shouldn't you value the American people over everybody else? I mean, they tell you over and over again that people from Guadalajara that still live there are somehow more American than you. They built this country even though they arrived yesterday. Like, just think about how little sense that makes. So I thought it was a brilliant job of Trump really laying out the division and pointing out to the American people, like, these people literally don't care about you. They literally are insane. They actually are insane. And he called them that a couple times. Let's go to clip 18 here. This is the other big moment where he called them Somali pirates. Let's watch that.
The Somali pirates who ransacked Minnesota remind us that there are large parts of the world where bribery, corruption, and lawlessness are the norm, not the exception. Importing these cultures through unrestricted immigration and open borders brings those problems right here to the USA And it is the American people who pay the price in higher medical bills, car insurance rates, rent, taxes, and perhaps most importantly, crime. We will take care of this problem. We're going to take care of this problem. We are not playing games.
It's so funny. The woman next to Ilhan Omar, like, puts her hand on her. Like, it's okay. It's okay. Calm down. And it's like, hey, but isn't that true? I mean, isn't all that true? This is another thing I don't understand. You know, when somebody says white people own slaves, I think I start to get really mad. I'm just like, but no, but I didn't. But how dare you smear all? It's like, yeah. No, some white people own slaves. Absolutely. Some black people own slaves. Black people own slaves. Jews own slaves. Hispanic people own slaves. Yeah, everybody owns slaves. And white people own slaves. And in this country, there was a racial aspect to the slavery. And for the most part, whites in general could be depicted as the slave owners, and the black people were the slave class. Like, that's absolutely true. So why would you deny that if you weren't like trying to defend it somehow? Like, it doesn't matter if you're Somali, you understand? Somalis robbed Minnesota for $19 billion. So but you can't acknowledge that. You can't recognize that. Or maybe you're in on it and you've made a couple million dollars from that. Maybe that's why you feel that way. It would have been even better if he'd been like, these Somali pirates, you know, don't respect American law. They don't respect the American people. They don't even respect the decorum of this sacred house. That probably would have shut them up pretty quickly, or they would have proved him right. I think that was a missed opportunity. Here's him calling them crazy. This was my other favorite part.
But surely we can all agree no state can be allowed to rip children from their parents' arms and transition them to a new gender against the parents' will. Who would believe that we've been talking about this? We must ban it, and we must ban it immediately.
Again, like, what world do they live in? Who, like, even if you're in favor of transgenderism, wouldn't you want the parents to be involved?
These people are crazy, I'm telling you. They're crazy.
They literally are. Which, again, is why, you know, when people are like, well, it's not about, you're falling for the left-right paradigm. I don't know. Half the Congress thinks that you should be able to trans kids without their parents' knowledge or permission. No, they're genuinely insane and dangerous.
Country, but we've stopped it just in the nick of time, didn't we?
I tried to destroy this country and we stopped it in the nick of time. It's not an exaggeration. These people are genuinely insane. They're still wearing white for some reason. Do they even remember why? Wasn't that something about, like, I don't even know. Wasn't that a Me Too thing? They still going with that? They don't even know what they're doing anymore. So it was a great State of the Union, as far as I'm concerned. You know, a lot of great American heroes on display, and the leftist insanity called out for exactly what it is. I get that there are bigger issues, debatably, than left versus right. There are some enemies that should unite us in opposition to the outsiders, because we all are American at the end of the day, except for the people that aren't, like Ilhan Omar, except for the scumbags that come to our country and then cover up for their own co-ethnics, robbing us to the tune of billions and billions of dollars. Oh, it's against the SAVE Act this time. Okay. Wow, they're so brave. They're so powerful. No, these people are insane, and the sad thing is the American people keep voting for them.
We've got to get to a point where we are self-sufficient again, Texas. And when it comes to health, also food, our food needs to be clean, number one. It just needs to be clean. And
Florida has pointed out, put that back on screen, all these major brands have got, like, you know, hundreds of times the glyphosate you should add.
Glyphosate.
Absolutely. Well, your doctor tells us what that does.
Oh, this is going to change your brain. This is going to set you up.
It erases your blood-brain barrier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really an accelerant or an adjuvant. Absolutely. Everything in there. Explain that.
It destroys the blood-brain barrier. So that's a protective thing that happens between the cerebral spinal fluid and your fluids inside the brain and the things that attack it from the outside. Once that barrier is depleted, then it's subject to all kinds of heavy metals, things that get sprayed from the sky, right? Barium, aluminum, all these things it protects you from. Why methylene blue works? It does. It counters that. It's.
Let me ask you that. 45 minutes in, you feel it, Doc?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Be honest, though. You got your own special brand. Is this good or what?
No, this is the same effect I'm getting, but it feels right. Yeah, it feels right. Yeah, it's a little easier to take. Yeah.
By easier, what do you mean compared
just
to...
Just the way it feels, you know, just going down, drinking it. But it's, yeah, it's...
So this one tastes better, but it's as good as the one your doctor gave.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, so your doctor must have a good one.
We'll see. We'll go down the road a little ways. I'll text you.
Guys, get him a couple bottles of this. I need Doc Chambers endorsing this.
I'm not getting it for free, but I'll definitely help.
No, you're getting it down. Come on. Free your butt. It's amazing.
Hey, this is Doc Chambers here. I'm out in the field right now. Day off from the campaign trail doing some work. I got things to catch up on, so it's called a refit day. But I'm getting refit with Alex Jones' methylene blue. It's pretty good. I got to say, I've been using it on the road since we left the studios. And I've been taking it for a while. I had a traumatic brain injury in Iraq in 2004. There's been a lot of studies out there that show that with post-dementia patients and TBI patients, it's been used for years. It's just not very well known with regard to demyelination, what it can do to improve your cognition. So that's your brain. Your brain housing these stuff. Hey, thanks, Alex. Appreciate you. We're going to stay on it.
Powered by Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexshowstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
I love knives. I know you love knives. They have finally gotten a whole bunch of the knives that were sold out back in, and they've gotten a bunch of new, really nice flip knives. These bad boys right here. I mean, these are absolutely amazing. Flip really easy and locks for you. This is Forest Green, murdered out. It's got my little signature on it, so it's a little piece of history. It's a great memento. It's a great gift for your friends and family, and it funds the operation. And they're up to 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, get some ultramethylene blue.
What do you got there, Angel Eyes?
It's a new Patriot Silver folding knife from thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, Blondie, look at me. I got all three.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Dating Game, where one lucky single is about to meet three mystery guests and maybe find romance along the way. Sorry, girls, but I'm not on the menu. Now let's meet our bachelor, Harrison Smith.
Glad to be here. I can't wait to meet these babes.
Now let's meet the girl. Quick word from our sponsor. We'll be right back with more Dating Game right after this.
Today's show is brought to you by Ultra Methylene Blue. It helps with energy, brain fog, and much more. Order now.
Are you kidding me?
A big shout out to Wars of the Info. Wars of the Info at Wars of the Info on X. Put that together. First of all, I'm taken. Second of all, it'd be AOC. I'd pick AOC if you had to know. Although, well, yeah, because the Dating Game's blind, right? You're not allowed to see him, but she's the only one who doesn't have an accent. So I think I'd know. I think I'd figure it out. All right, welcome back, folks. This is the War Room. I got one more thing to say about the State of the Union, although we will be talking about it with Andrew Barco later in the show. This was a very, I think, underappreciated jab from Donald Trump because he brought up congressional stock trading. He said congressional stock Congress members should not be able to trade on their knowledge, insider trading, essentially, but it's legal when Congress does it. And he was sort of shocked at the fact that some Democrats stood up. In fact, Elizabeth Warren seemed very excited about that idea, and she's been pushing that for a while. And then Trump says, that includes Pelosi. He basically said, did Pelosi stand up? I don't know if Pelosi stood up, because of course, Nancy Pelosi is well known as basically having impossible to achieve returns on her investments, to the point where there was an X account that would just track her trades so that other people could make the same trade she did. Because it was like the only way to guarantee you'd have like a 2,000% return on your investment every time. And X kept banning them. And I think it's been permanently banned. I don't think it's ever come back. Maybe it still exists out there, but it was the Nancy Pelosi investment tracker because of just how good she was. So that was a great little jab by Donald Trump that, you know, maybe people just thought, well, you know, subversive Democratic trading ETF. Yeah. So that was a great one. Trump boasts the turnaround for the ages clashes with Democrats in longest ever State of the Union. So, you know, he talked a lot about the economy. It wasn't a bad speech. It wasn't bad. Now, apparently, I don't know if the crew can find this video, but while Trump delivered the State of the Union, Democrats were throwing an alternative State of the Union that had a bunch of people dressed up like animals, frog costumes, and a screaming giraffe, and a suitcase full of dildos. I mean, I believe it. I mean, I'm not questioning whether this happened. I'm just questioning continuing existence of our nation, whether that even is a good thing anymore. While President Donald Trump was on Capitol Hill on Tuesday night delivering a powerful, commanding State of the Union address, the radical left was busy hosting what can only be described as a fever dream circus at the National Press Club, while the adults were discussing policy. The, quote, State of the Swamp counter event, hosted by the anti-Trump group Defiance.org, descended into a literal animal house scenario. The optics weren't just bad, they were humiliating. The event, hosted by the anti-Trump group Defiance.org, featured a who's who of people in the American electorate, or a who's who of people the American electorate rejected or tuned out years ago, including Robert De Niro, Jim Acosta, Don Lemon, Mehdi Hasan, George Conway, Glenn Kishner. The display was a tribute to the so-called Portland Frog Brigade, a group that wore inflatable frog costumes during last year's demonstrations against federal immigration agents. Frogs are gay, and we knew it the whole time. The Democrats are insane, okay? Let's just, like, it's the only word for them. It's the only thing that makes sense. It just means there's no arguing with them. There's no discussing things. They're just insane. And I'm not just saying that because they're wearing frog costumes and refuse to acknowledge that the American people are their charge and not the people of the world. I'm not just saying it because Ron Wyden looks like a drawing of a Wojak NPC, his beady little eyes. I'm saying it because they genuinely don't care about the truth, and in a way that is like infuriating, in a way that is hard to explain if you don't like understand it already. If you don't already get, you know, visions of red when you see this next video, I don't know if I can logically get you to that point. You just have to sort of understand. Let's go to clip number 5 here. As a reporter tries to get Ilhan Omar to acknowledge a statement that she made on TV that's been shared like a million times, and she just says it didn't happen, which would be crazy enough. But then she gets condescending, and that's the part that, like, I don't understand this mindset. I really can't conceive of this mindset. I don't know what else to call it, but it's this narcissism where you just lie outright. And then when the person's like, no, that's not true, you just go, you should do your research, honey. It's like, it's weird. It's evil. It's evil at the end of the day. I can't imagine what's going through her head because she knows she's lying. Before we play the videos, just lay out perfectly clearly. Ilhan Omar has said this multiple times. She believes this. She absolutely, without a doubt, knows exactly what this reporter is talking about. So just keep that in mind. Just understand that. And when she's asked about this and she says it doesn't exist, she knows 100% she is absolutely lying. This would be like Donald Trump saying, I've never said America first. What do you mean? America first? You are crazy. You need to go do some research. I have never said make America great again. I've never said America first. Okay? So just understand what we're dealing with here. Okay? Abject liars. The worst part, their constituents do not care. Okay? Let's watch.
It's recently stated that the American people should be afraid of the white man. They should be fearful of the white man.
I never said that.
Yeah, you're on video saying it.
Our country should be more fearful of white men across our country because they are actually causing most of the deaths within this country.
Oh, I did not.
Yes, you...
Again, this is like what I said. You need to prepare yourself because you can't continue embarrassing yourself like this.
So I'm just a liar.
What I was quoting was an actual study done by the FBI.
Okay.
And
thank
so
you.
Prepare for next time.
All right. Thank you, Congresswoman.
There you go. Alison Steinberg, I believe, questioning Ilhan Omar about something that you just saw her say, and that, again, has been a viral post many times over, and she's said it many times. That's not the only time she said it. And yet you hear the condescension. You hear the, you know, it's the same attitude that Trump has, but Trump is right. Like it reminded me, for some reason, just something, you know, intangible about the way she responded that reminded me of when Trump is interviewing that, or was being interviewed in 2016 by that blonde reporter, and he's going, you got it, try to get it out. And it's just like a classic clip. It's early on in Trump's career, and it went totally viral too, something like that. But she's lying, but she's just abjectly lying. So she's like, you know, this is what I was saying, you know, you gotta do your research more. You wouldn't embarrass yourself like this. And again, it's like, it would be one thing if they had shame or if their constituents cared. They don't care. They don't care. The question is, why would she deny saying that? Because she knows that it's a despicable thing to say? That's a hateful and bigoted and unacceptable thing for any member of Congress to utter? Why does she keep saying it? Why does she keep denying it? And again, you know, the constituents know she said it. The constituents absolutely agree with her on that. And they think it's like clever or like, you know, whatever, boss bitch attitude to be like, I never said that. And you look ridiculous for asking me. She's like, here's the video of you saying it, lady. But they don't care. The constituents don't care. Now, it's not even like lying about this particular thing is all that crazy, except that she just knows, everybody knows she says that. So her lying about it is like kind of like a representative of a mental illness. Like if she went to a psychiatrist and lied to them like that, they would say she has a mental illness. They say she like is disconnected with reality and is a congenital liar. Like there'd be a diagnosable condition there. But they don't care. But the constituents don't care. So it's not about this lie in particular. It's about the idea that like we're dealing with people who think that the way you're supposed to operate in a republic or democracy, as they call it, is that like, yeah, you just lie. You just sort of say what you need to at the moment. And it doesn't matter if it's true. The people who you represent don't care if it's true. There's no reason to like follow through on your promises because you were lying the whole time and everybody knew you were lying. Like, we're just dealing with people that are genuinely incompatible with our system. And they have no desire to be compatible with our system. Our system is weak against these people because our system is predicated on these people not being acceptable to the American people. But the American people are so... I said I wouldn't say it. Misled. They're so misled. They're so degraded at this point that they just don't care. Which, again, I think a lot of this goes back to the lies about Donald Trump and how they would constantly present things that Trump would say that were true or debatable or just a different view. And they would say, look at how he's normalizing lying and his followers don't care. Now, that was never true. But that reality, the idea that that was true, did get implanted in all of the Democrats. And so they operate as if that's true. They're told, well, now we're in a post-truth world and it doesn't matter if what you say is true. As long as your people pretend to believe it, then that will become, you know, status quo. And like it goes back to sort of the best example would be alternative facts, right? Right after the inauguration. I don't know if people even understand where that term came from, but you hear it all the time. Oh, you have some alternative facts to you, as if that just means lies. No, there are alternative interpretations of things like crowd size. So when it comes to the inauguration, what the left did, and it was literally planned from the beginning, they set up really stringent and understaffed security blocks everywhere throughout DC, especially around the mall, so that by the time the inauguration started, a million people who were trying to get there were not being allowed into the gate. And so, and they did that on purpose so that they could take pictures of the crowd and go, look, everybody hates Trump. It was a psyop from the beginning to keep the, and I know, you know, 24 people that were there, they all experienced this. It was just 100% what happened, where they're like, I've been to other inaugurations. There was nothing like this. We stood in line for 3 hours and never got in. And so they take pictures of this supposed, you know, crowd on the mall early on in the inauguration. And they say, look, he's got no crowd. And then I think it was Kellyanne Conway goes on TV and goes, look, there's different ways of measuring who came to an inauguration. The way that you typically measure is not who's on the mall during the inauguration. It's things like metro passes and traffic into the city. And by those metrics, the number of people going to DC to participate in the inauguration, it was a much bigger crowd than ever before. These are alternative facts. You can look at the crowd on the mall and you can say, what a small number of people at his inauguration. And you can say, all right, well, you're counting in one way. If you count in a different way, in other words, if you count in a way that includes everybody who tried to be there, everybody who was in the city but didn't quite make it to the mall, everybody who traveled to get to the inauguration, then our numbers were just as big, if not bigger, than Barack Obama or Bush before him. These are all alternative facts. You understand how both of these things can be true? Both the small crowd on the mall and the largest crowd ever in terms of people going to DC for the inauguration, which had lots of events all over the city. But that gets transmuted by the leftist media into the Trump campaign thinks you can just make things up. The Trump campaign has a belief in so-called alternative facts where you can say the truth and they say something that's not true and just say it's an alternative fact. It was never the case, but that's how it's presented. The Democrats and their followers, their constituency, internalizes that and goes, this is the way we're playing now. And so they do just blatantly lie. Like you just saw Ilhan Omar, incontrovertibly, you can't argue that it's on video. Like, I can't believe we have to go over this over and over, but like, you got to understand how these people don't care and how they keep getting voted into office and they're being emboldened because it's almost like the more they lie, the more popular they get. And I don't know if we're all just operating on in their delusional frame or, you know, what, but it really goes on and on, and it's endless and perpetual and significant, very significant. And by the way, she's also, you know, prior to being asked about that in particular, she's asked about how she went from negative $64,000 net worth to multiple millions of dollars, and where the so-called winery that she made all of her money is. There's no office. There's no winery. There's no record of it doing any business or selling wine to anybody, but somehow it makes tens of millions of dollars a year. That's kind of suspicious. What do you think Ilhan Omar's response to that was? I'll tell you, no matter what it was, I'll tell you what it was. No matter what she said, it was untrustworthy and a lie, because she's fine with that. And the Democrats, again, are just fetching this. Again, it goes back to, you know, things like the interview with James Tallarico on Stephen Colbert. Just a flagrant, abject, proven wrong over and over again lie. Where the FCC didn't demand he take down the interview. The CBS network didn't say, you're not allowed to interview James Tallarico. He's too powerful. He's too smart and clever. We can't have him interview. People might vote for him. Like, it just never happened. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because they just say that it happened. They say that they're being censored. And suddenly the interview that would have gone totally unnoticed, unremarked upon, and would have wallowed in obscurity, instead gets millions and millions of views, because people think that they're getting around the oppression and the censorship of the right wing. It's absurd. By the way, it's not even going to work. Jasmine Crockett is leading James Tallarico by double digits in the Senate Democrat primary. And do you know why? Do you have any idea why? If you had to guess, could you possibly, you know, risk a guess here? What do you think it is? It's because she has something like 90% of the Black and Latino vote. Because they literally are just voting for somebody who's not white. Because just like all of this, just like absolutely everything, it's really crazy. It's like absolutely everything, the left genuinely harbors racist ideas. They genuinely vote on people on the basis of their skin color. They are genuinely the biggest liars in the world. Everything they project on us, they do. And they do it because they project it on us. And that's the point I'm trying to make, is that their lies beget lies, beget lies, beget lies. It's absurd. The other thing that happened at the State of the Union yesterday, conservative journalist Sarah Gonzalez got booted from the Democrat State of the Union event for calling Joy Reid a loser, which she is. She's correct. Learn to Read, Ilhan Omar denies ridiculous claim that net worth spiked from 0 to 30 million. What do the numbers say? Gee, I wonder what the numbers say. I wonder if those crazy Republicans just decided to start lying about her net worth being tens of millions of dollars when there was no evidence for that and, you know, no ability to check it. Because again, that's like, you got, I don't know. The world they live in is genuinely bonkers. And like, they actually think the Republicans are just like making things up, and just like, we want to eradicate entire races because they're impure. Their blood is impure. It's like, No, we just really are trying and really getting tired of trying, to be honest with you, to deal with just despicable scumbag foreign liars and their hordes that they brought in with them. Like, I'm not a Democrat. I think Jasmine Crockett and James Tallarico are equally despicable, deranged weirdos. But I think James Tallarico is better than Jasmine Crockett. Like, if I was a voting Democrat, I definitely would want, you know, well-spoken CIA cutout white Obama James Tallarico than screeching idiot Jasmine Crockett. But should have run a black guy, Democrats. If you didn't want Jasmine Crockett to represent you, which they don't, which is why they pulled off the big stunt with James Tallarico, because they knew he wasn't doing well and knew he needed an artificial boost, so they lied about him being censored in order to give him that, which did end up screwing Jasmine Crockett. Because remember, the whole thing was like, yeah, you can have James Tallarico, you just also have to have Crockett on. And they didn't want to do that because they're trying to destroy Jasmine Crockett because she's not actually a good representative of their side, but they can't control their golem. They can't control the hordes they brought in to vote for them, who are just anti-white and will just vote against white people. And that is absolutely the reason. I was doing some research on the people that are voting for Jasmine Crockett, and they're literally like, all I know is that she keeps getting attacked by white people, so I voted for her. Like, well, she's getting attacked because she's dumb. I'm not just attacking her for no reason. Attacking her because she's a, a bad person that's also a liar. Anyway, these people suck. Let's go to this clip of Sarah Gonzalez getting kicked out, because I think this is, you know, something that we want to see more of. Oh, did I not? Maybe I didn't bring it in. We'll have to pull that one in, because I just I love that Sarah Gonzalez goes to these things and busts these little celebrations up, and we need to see more of that. You know, the left got very used to having activists going to right wing things and interfere. The right wing never did that as much. I think we need to do it more. I think we need to do it a lot more. In another situation, we'd be able to run contests for this sort of thing. Maybe in a month or so, we'll be able to do that again, as long as you go to thealexjonesstore.com. But here's Blaze TV's Sarah Gonzalez getting kicked out of the Democrat State of the Union counter event for calling Joy Reid a loser as she introduced Kilmar Abrego Garcia. That freaking name. Let's watch.
Joy Reid, you suck. You're a loser. MSNBC fired you because you're a loser. You suck.
That was loud.
America first. You can't even get a sizable crowd. No one's here. It's empty. It's empty. You're all mentally ill. You're simping for a criminal. He is a criminal. He is a criminal.
Literal human trafficking, wife-beating criminal. Know who I am, so you should stop.
What do you mean, do I know who you are? Why are you simping for illegal criminals?
Act like an adult. Are you kidding?
Because I think you guys are losers.
I think you are scum. Why are you here? This is not your event.
Okay, it's a free
yelling,
country,
Sarah.
Isn't it?
Just
is it
keep yelling. Ignore the man.
You want to know who the fascists are? You guys are the fascists. You guys are the fascists.
All right, so she gets kicked out, but Godspeed to Sarah Gonzalez. I love that sort of stuff, and you know Joy Reid was thinking about that when she went to bed at night, because these people are the, you know, biggest narcissists in the world, and Joy Reid, just like Don Lemon, just like so many others, are really embarrassing failures. And if you just point out, like, you used to be on TV, people used to like you, you used to be important, people watched your show, now you're doing podcasts that aren't even as successful as kids in their basement, you absolute losers. You need to be reminded of what losers they are. They might forget.
We sell the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, and knives at thealexjonesstore.com. And they had some awesome daggers and awesome trench knives. That's all great. But I said, I want a wide selection of high quality folding knives, flip knives, you name it. So people have a one-stop shop. They got in a few thousand knives a few months ago. They sold out very quickly. Four or five great designs. They got a bigger shipment in just the last few days. Our sponsor, just really top flight knives. These knives, this knife right here you see in the green, highest quality Damascus steel, all of it. These sell in stores for $75 all day. We're selling for $40, $47. Okay? So look at that flip. Flips right out. Got a nice little, you know, my signature on it, real small. It's a nice little memento. You support the broadcast. That is a really nice knife. It clips on to your belt buckles. We have it in the green. We have it in the murdered out black. We have it also in silver without it being blacked out. Those are great knives. Those are the new designs. Now, those 200 left of the Skull Crusher World War II trench knife with the Spartan tip of the spear. So they held those back. Those are available. A little bit left they held back in their overstock of the Fire with Its Beauty. But this is a really cool knife. Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife. Limited stock of that came back in. Also, the Alex Jones Burnt Orange Folding Knife. And this is the knife that sold out the quickest of any knife. They got 500 of these. 1,000 now just came in. The first one sold out like in hours. Alex Jones Ring Blade. I guess those are popular. This is something I didn't really call for, but it's awesome. Got that ring on the back. Got the deal. It's really nice. Those are all back in stock right now at thealexjonesstore.com. But while you're at it, get Methylene Blue, Irish Sea Moss, and more. And check out the Patriot Apparel, thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Thank you.